post online about a year and a half ago. Wonderful musician, Scott Ainsley, I think out of Vermont, who said that wages have declined steadily since 1968 relative to the cost of living. Meanwhile, we have the highest paid CEOs in the world. Yeah, the home world. And he said Pete would have loved it that on the day of his passing, the president signed into law a raise in the minimum wage for tens of thousands of people. Except it was only for new federal contractors, which raises the question, how about the rest of us? Pete would have sure written a song about that. But now that he's not here to write it, well, somebody's going to write it. And the minute I read that, the song just rolled out of my guitar like it was always there, just waiting for this moment. In fact, it was there. In the grand tradition of folk musicians everywhere, I borrowed generously from an old bluegrass song. It was like this here.
Boil them cabbage down, boys. Bake, bake the whole tin brown. Only song I ever did sing is boil them cabbage down.
And I changed the words a little bit, wrote some verses, and wrote the whole song in 2 days, like rolling off a log. And it was Arlo Guthrie who said it. They used to call it plagiarism. And I love how Pete Seeger came along and called it the folk process. So that's what this is. Now everything I'm about to tell you in this next song is true, including the story my dad told me about my great-great-great-grandpa. Was caught poaching the king's deer in Scotland. He was a coal miner in the Scottish Highlands in the 1800s, working for $2 a week, had a family to feed, and the deer were right there. And so were the king's henchmen. A bit like Robin Hood, except he lived in a miner's camp, surrounded by the mansions of the mine owners. So he had a choice then, go to jail or leave before dawn the next morning, get on the boat and come to America and send for the family later when he had the funds to pay for their passage. And that's what he did. He came to America, and that's how my family on my mother's side got started in Kentucky in the 1800s. That's my immigrant story. All of us have one about our relatives, some not so distant, who came over for a better life. And there are people still coming over, but now wages have declined steadily for 50 years straight. 50 years straight! And that bill that was in Congress a year and a half ago when I wrote this song is still there. Theoretically, there still ought to be a song, right? Let's sing it, for Pete's sake. May look like a losing battle now, but good always wins in the end. Name of the song is The Living Wage. Got to sing along to it, and it goes like this.